Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Leadership Lab podcast. This is Pastor Dennis, and today I am with our very own Mariam.
Hello. Hi, Mariam. Hello. Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. Excited to really be
engaging. Yeah. If you are watching this, you'll see medyo bigate ng guest natin ngayon, Mariam.
I know,
and if you're,
right?
Yeah, if you're listening, hindi po dahil mabigat siya, no? Kundi dahil ang daming, there's so many things every time I talk to him, or have a call with Bishop Manny, it's always full of wisdom and knowledge. I come out more passionate about the things of God and of our nation. So today we have Bishop Manny Carlos with us, who is the bishop of our movement. Hello, Bishop Manny, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Pastor Dennis. Good to see you, Mariam. I hope this is going to be a fruitful time for everybody, a time to encourage and be edified.
Yeah. Bishop Manny, you know, the past few weeks we had a preaching. We invited Paolo and he spoke about lamentations in the soul. And because of a lot of our leaders now, they're asking a lot of questions about, I've been going through so many things, you know, yung stress. I think nakailang condolences na tayo, no, Mariam, at saka ilang fruit basket natin. I think this is my highest in history na nakita na sobrang dami nagkakasakit. And a lot of them are asking some hard questions. That, well, parang, wow, what do we do with this? And we're now studying about the soul and how we can take care of it, especially at a very stressful time like ours now. No? And I know you're one of those guys that we run to every time. I have questions about my walk with God. Every time you speak, there's so much wisdom in it. And I believe our conversation today, a lot of our leaders would learn on how we can take care of ourselves, how we can take care of our walk with Jesus. Diba? First F natin is to follow Jesus. And so we're excited to hear from you, Bishop Manny. Now, Bishop, what can you say about the things that are happening today and how can we cope with it? I know, sabi nga ni Paolo, minsan maglament lang muna tayo, iyak muna tayo. But then after that, what comes next as we take care of our soul?
Sure. No, I understand all of our concern for our own lives and, of course, the people that we shepherd, no, as a ministry. I think yung sinabi ni Pastor Paolo about the need to lament. You know, what's wonderful about the Word of God is the entirety of human experience the Word of God speaks to. When we look at what the Scriptures speak to us, it's a reality. I was just reading something the other day about there's different perspectives by which we try to process our lives. There's such a thing as empiricism or idealism. You know, we try to paint a picture of what would be ideal, but the Bible is not that. It's not idealism. It's realism. This is the reality, but the final reality is what the Word of God says. And so, just thinking, you know, early on in the pandemic, Pastor Michael said something, Paderes, no, that I never forgot. He said, our faith was made for difficult times. Wow. Yung hinaharap natin, it seems overwhelming initially, but if you really think about it over time, then you see there's something within you that you have resources that allow you to rise up. Eh. And I'm not saying it's easy. Ang pagpapahirap kasi natin, parang ang tagal, di ba? And a few weeks ago, I was asked to preach on 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Yun yung series natin, di ba? On the future hope. And I made reference to an article that is it all right, Pastor Dennis? I'll just explain this. I'm trying to make a point. So, early on March 2020, pa rin, the author basically, and if you recall this, he says he likens the crisis we're facing, March 2020, pa to, to three ways to look at it. Either it's a winter storm, which is about a 3 to 5 day thing. Now, we don't have winter storms; we have typhoons. A typhoon brings devastation, but within a week's time, somehow, you know, you survive it. Number two is a winter season, which is about 3 months, you know, for those countries that have four seasons. And then, or a mini ice age. And when you say a mini ice age, there was actually a time, I learned this in looking at the article, there was a time in 1816, I think it was, where they called it the year without a summer. And what happened was there was no summer at that temperature. Average temperature around the world was lower than normal. And they look back, and the reason it happened pala was because of a volcano that erupted in the year before that in Indonesia. I think Mount Tambora, if I'm not mistaken. And sa Wikipedia lang to. And then the sideline was, it was exacerbated by another volcano that erupted, I guess, within that same period of time called Mount Mayon in the Philippines. So damay pa pala tayo. Okay. And so the point is, how do you, I think, I don't know, I'll, if you don't mind, I think this is worth, I think this is connected to what you just said there. Future hope. No, yung may sinabi kasi sila dun kasi, all right. Dun sa how do you cope up? So the point is this. If it's, I think many of us had hoped it would be a winter storm. But to me, I prepared for a winter season. I don't think many of us anticipated a mini ice age.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why there's so much disappointment and despair, because this seems like there's no end to this thing. Now, of course, we have the benefit of history. And but let me say this, okay? I can digress ako. Pero ito po yung sinabi nung isang point. Lima yung attitude na sinabi nila we need to face. So remember, we're 1.5 years into this situation now. Kaya yung tanong nga is kailan ba matatapos to? Mm. Kasi kung alam natin maikli lang, kaya natin tiisin di ba? And I think that's where our despair is happening. But he said this in point number three, the creative potential for hope. Remember, this was said the month of the start of the pandemic. So makikita mo yung foresight nila. No? Sabi niya, the creative potential for hope and vision is unparalleled right now. But paradoxically, this creativity will only be fully available to us if we also make space for grief and lament.
Wow.
Nice.
Can you imagine the prophetic insight? Sabi niya, actually, maraming opportunity dito. Kaya lang, kailangan mag-ano ka muna, magluksa ka muna. Kailangan i-express mo yung pain and anguish of shattered dreams,
yeah,
of shattered lives. But you don't languish there. Yun yung kailangan sana maintindihan natin ng mga kapatid natin na hindi po, unang-una, hindi to yung outcome na pinangangako ng Panginoon sa salita niya. Diba? The kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms, yeah, of our Lord in Christ. So, lament is needed.
Yeah.
Mourning is needed. We all need to grieve and to mourn.
Yeah.
But we cannot stay in that place. Yeah. After you let it take its time, I learned that early on. You know, when my father died in 1990, that was my first experience as a family. I've actually had 3 deaths already in my family. 1990 when my father passed away, 2011 when my brother passed away, and then 2017 when my mother passed away. When Pastor Jonathan's Makobo's mother and brother passed away in March, magkasunod po yon. Okay, dalawang linggo, and I know that's unfortunately happened to many people where they've had multiple deaths within a short period of time. So, you know, this is part of the reality of life. We face death, and we're still facing death today. But the point is, you don't short circuit the grieving process. You have to mourn, but yet you don't stay there. And so, I guess what I'm simply saying is, I think. After we go through that, then something rises up within us. And that's what we need to help our people as well. So, you know, Psalm 42, as I said earlier, you know, the psalmist was having a conversation with his soul. Sabi niya, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. And so maybe we do need conversations with our own soul. We need to talk to our soul and saying, naintindihan ko, tama lang na magluksa tayo, pero hindi yun yung final outcome. Because if there is something the Lord has in store, there's somehow we know that, isn't it? We intuitively know that. Hindi ito yung final outcome. Eh. So yun, I hope that helps our people allow the process of grief and lament. But there is, you know, weeping may remain for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Wow, and so let's anticipate, I think. Mm-hmm. Let's anticipate and trust and expect that there is going to be a new day that's going to dawn. And it's going to be glorious because God is going to is preparing us for something greater.
Yeah. Maria, may sasabihin ka? May tanong?
Actually, parang ang it was really so good to just hear, no, that word anticipate. And I think a lot of nga what we're going through right now, the is just the failure of our expectation, like what Bishop Manny said, that we all thought matatapos din to in 3 months or maybe a year. And you know, just kanina I heard, I think it was it Pastor Joey who said na parang anticipate na 2 to 5 years pa to with all the variants. And so I think my question, Bishop Manny, no, in relation to the anticipation, and a lot of our leaders who are ministering despite their own loss or despite their own situation, how would you encourage them how to prevent, I guess, in a way, yung the fatigue of the compassion fatigue, diba? They were saying that because there's just so much, so many happening at the same time, na parang na, for lack of a better word, you begin to be numb na to what is happening and hearing. It's almost like, parang how can we fight that and still remain sincere, I guess, and compassionate talaga. How do we fight the compassion fatigue in this season, especially for the leaders who are doing a lot of ministering to those who are going through this difficult season?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Mariam. Because for those of us in a leadership role, there's an expectation that we will have the answers. But I guess my answer would be what, and I think all of us have had this own journey, and we have to draw our strength from God and receive His comfort. In other words, we cannot give what we don't have. And so I don't presume to always know the answer. I think what's happened is I just look back in the last year, no? And I don't recall a time where I've prayed as much as I've prayed in the last 1.5 years. That's the only place where I can go. And, you know, the one of the schemes of the enemy is to bring offense, is to bring to bring even resentment against God. Yesterday at the Wednesday morning prayer meeting, I asked Pastor Jonathan, nag-rotate kami kung sino nag-share ng word. We've been praying for the last 15 years, every morning at every nation. Of course, we're doing it online now. And he just spoke a great word. To me, it's a classic word out of James chapter 4, I think it is. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. And he mentioned 3 points. No? Kasi it has to be, I think it's become clear to us right now, diba? The battle that's going on is really in our mind. And I know I have a basis for saying this. Every thought of despair, every thought of anxiety, every thought of fear is clearly not from God. It's from the devil. Because God is not a God of despair. He's the God of all encouragement. If you listen, take time to allow God to speak to you, all you will hear is encouragement. So the fact that you can hear despair, that shows you that's the voice of the devil. And I learned this from spiritual warfare a long time ago. Demons sometimes masquerade as your thoughts. Tatlo lang naman ang source ng thoughts na nanggagaling sa'yo. Either self, yourself, from the devil, or from God. So, siguro, sa tagal ng dinadaanan natin. And you know what? The devil is relentless, isn't it? He is not, hindi kanya lulubayan. Kaya ang sabi ni James, resist the devil. In other words, kahit sabihin mo ng lahat ng circumstances mo, hindi mo na siya ma-control, diba? If you're in relationship with Christ, what is our default? Diba? Sabi na ni Lord, diba? I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Diba? He who began a good work in you will bring... it's really battling with the word. Kasi ang nangyayari nun, and this has happened to me many times, is self-pity, diba?
Yeah.
Sanay na ako dyan eh. Kasi lumaki ko kasi yun yung stronghold ko eh. Parang kawawa naman ako, diba? And that might be surprising to hear. Tao lang po tayo, diba? Lahat tayo dumaan. When I say tao...
Nagkakasala like, ka pala, Bishop.
You know, I like the you know, we've been going through theological education. I like the thread of thought. Kasi when you say, I'm digressing now, but when we talk about I'm being human, actually, being human means being fully reflecting the image of Christ. When we say human, we justify it as our errors, our frailties.
Right.
But on the contrary, being human is being made in the image of Christ.
Wow.
That was God's intention, and that's what God is leading us to. So my point is, yung dinadaanan natin, there comes a point in time that you have to challenge it, diba? Resist the devil. And then, sabi niya, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. Okay, I'm trying to remember again your question is how do we face this, diba? The expectation of being strong on behalf of others. As much as it is, and you know, I go through this. So I don't know if that goes through you. Lord, bakit mo naman pinababayaan mangyari to? And if we know that God is a loving Father, diba, the Bible says God disciplines us for our good that we may share in His holiness.
Mm.
If God is a loving Father, diba, kung ang Diyos ay mapagmahal, hindi niya tayo padadaanin dito kung wala siyang layunin, kung wala siyang, you know, diba? And He's a Father, guess what? He is bringing strength and maturity in us. And the only way for us to know. You know, Jesus already defeated the principalities and the powers. There's a reason why He's allowing, you know, whether it's sickness and disease and despair. Remember, this is the consequence of the fall of man. But Jesus already provided for the salvation of our humanity and the restoration of creation. So lahat ito, di ba? And so there's still a battle going on. And again, I don't want to digress into ano. I mean, I want to answer your question. The resources that we have are already available to us in Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And so even at your point of greatest weakness, remember, Paul said, I glory in my weaknesses because in my weakness, that's where God's... And that's the paradox of our faith, isn't it? Mm. And you know, when you think about Jesus said, you know, you need to die. Sometimes we don't really understand. We just think it's our selfish intention. But it's also when we reach a point of not able to cope with the things. You know, somebody said grace begins where our ability ends.
Yeah.
And really, when you're at your weakest, that's when the strength of God becomes. And then you realize, hey, there's a source available to me that I have not... that's not within myself. Well, guess what? The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. And that's the resource. Mm. God Himself dwelling in us to give us the ability. Mm. And so, and then Pastor Jonathan talks about drawing strength from the community. And I thought that was such a classic message. Yeah. We have the spiritual community of our... And his point kasi is this, the work of the enemy is to isolate us. And he was talking about the time, syempre, na ganun yung nangyari doon sa COVID, di ba? Na-isolate ka, di ba? Hindi ka makaano. Yun yung masakit sa kanya. Hindi yung namatay yung kapatid niya, kay nanay niya, hindi sila magkasama, di ba? So, anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Resist the devil, draw near to God, and draw strength from the community.
Pastor Manny, just a question lang, no, about maybe more on the practical side. I know we hear a lot of verses saying, let's draw near to God. Like, how does that look like in your life? When we say or we hear, alam mo, draw near kay God ka, and then He'll draw near to you. How does that look like for you? Like, how do you practice drawing near to God?
Okay, thank you. you know, when that phrase draw near to God, sometimes the conclusion we have is that it's up to us to do that, diba? But I've learned this over time to understand where the initiative is coming from. Remember, the starting point is it was God who drew near, who drew us near to him in the first place. Remember, Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him near. Mm. Okay, that's not in the same verse. The point is, our attempt to draw near to God is only a response to the initiative of God drawing us near to himself in the first place. Wala naman sa ating naghahanap kay Lord, di ba? When you think about how we all came to faith in Christ, it was God who was drawing us near to him. And I think, and again, it's part of growing up in our faith. And I've learned to understand that's the default. The Lord took the initiative to have relationship with us. So kung nasa kanya na yung initiative, then everything we do is simply a response to his initiative. So my point is, how do we draw near to God? Well, we draw near to God. Hebrews, remember? What does Hebrews say? Hebrews 10. Therefore, teka, maganda word ni Lord, para hindi naman tayo nagmamadali masyado, di ba? Hebrews 10.
For God so loved the world ba yan?
Hindi. Mas expounded. Okay? And I think this is a... Alright. Therefore, brothers, I'm reading just out of NIV. Brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. So, ano yung point doon? Binukas na ni Lord yung pintuan, di ba? He already gave us confidence to draw near to him through the blood of Jesus. So, yun yung premise. Di ba? When Jesus hung on that cross, remember when he breathed his last, it says in Matthew that the temple curtain was torn, di ba, from top to bottom. So, remember, in the Old Testament theology of entrance into the most holy place, which is where God dwelt, di ba, the temple had this curtain where only the high priest could enter once a year to offer blood, meaning the access to the most holy place, the place where God dwells, was limited, and people didn't have access. But the point is, through Christ's torn body, which was broken, the curtain was torn. The curtain is his body, as it says here. So, wala na po yung hadlang, di ba? There's no more impediment for us to draw near to God. Through faith in the finished work of Christ, may access na po natin. So, pag binigyan na po kayo ng access, hindi nyo po ba tatanggapin yung pagkakataon na yun, di ba? So, yun yung drawing near. May confidence na kasi tayo. So I think that's the answer to your question. How do you practically do that? Well, sabi niya nga, let's draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with a clean and having our bodies washed with pure water. I think it's the attitude of our heart approaching God. Lord, binuksan niyo na po yung paraan para makapag-relate po ako sa inyo, makipag-ugnayan. And so, I think that confidence is what is the right posture. And so your prayers, we still know it's prayer. We still know it's worship. We still know it's the meditation on God's word. We still know it's fasting and all the spiritual practices that we have. But it's the confidence that gives us, makes us realize this is not just religious duty as much as it is the privilege and the enjoyment of God's presence with us, because he's opened the way.
Good.
Well,
where you have... I think, you know, super bitten, no, yung time natin with Bishop Manny. But I think in just this very short time, ang takeaway ko talaga and what I really want to grab on is, even as you mentioned that we need to make space for grief and lamenting in this season, I think that in that same space, it is available to us, no, the encouragement of God, the presence of God, and the comfort that come from God. And I think that was the picture also that came to mind when Pastor Paulo said, no, that in that space, yes, we're grieving, yes, we're lamenting, but like what Bishop Manny said, but everything you need is also available for you because of Christ. Mm, you know, yeah. the grace to be stronger, the grace to wake up another day, the grace to hope because of what Jesus Christ did for us. And that same, parang like what he said, that paradox of yes, mm-hmm. grief, but there's at the same time, there's hope. Yes, you're mourning, but a new day of joy is going to come. So,
yeah.
I think that's my take home. So thank you so much, Bishop. So super rich. It was really a rich insight.
Yeah, sa akin din, I think one of my major takeaway here from this conversation is, kasi I'm the kind of guy who would always say, ano ba, move forward ka na, go na, tama na iyak, di ba? Parang, but now there's that ano wisdom lang to know who you're talking to and give them those space, because we hinge on the hope of the future hope we have in Christ. Therefore, we know, papunta naman siya doon sa hope eh. Mm. Pero sometimes, kailangan niya lang muna mag-lament or mag-grieve. Let them grieve. But we all know, di ba parang siguro, like for me, sige, paiyakin mo muna ako. Alam ko na yan. May faith naman ako. Darating ako dyan. Kailangan ko lang umiyak ngayon. No? And I think as leaders, that's something that I need to hear and to be reminded of. That there's the, I don't languish there nga. Di ako, I won't stay there. But I'll give the space, but we also know, we point them there, but give them that time. Mm-hmm. No? And I think for every person that we minister to, it's going to be a different timeline. A different time of grieving and of lamenting. But then we all know naman, hindi naman tayo nagkukulang sa messages of there's hope. And there's and that's the reminder we have today, di ba? Parang, oh, okay, kahit na 2 years pa to, may hope, di ba? By 2023, 2024, di ba? Something's going to change. It's not because of the election, which will be our next topic in our next podcast episode with Bishop Manny. Yun ang excited din ako doon kasi hindi ko alam kung mag-grief ako o mag-hope ako, no? So, watch out for that episode.
It's going to be,
yeah. That's why we need the conversation there.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Bishop Manny, for this conversation that we have. I know this would encourage a lot of our leaders to shepherd their victory groups and journey with them, whether it's through grief and grieving with hope and lamenting with hope, because we know that there's a future plan that God has for us.
Yeah, if I could, I realize this is coming to an end, but I'll leave it as a hanging thought para makinig pa ulit yung mga kapatid natin. I think what we need is a theology of suffering.
Nice.
I don't think we really have that. I learned that firsthand, but I don't know if there's time to talk about it. Verse Romans 8:17 says, "It's not that we're children, we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory." I'll say this last statement without context. No, but I wish I could give the context. I know we're over time, but what is the purpose of suffering? I can answer that now if you give me 3 to 5 minutes. But
you can answer it, Bishop Manny. Parang binitin mo kami. Parang right. Militsyon na pero babagal.
Parang gusto ko malaman. Okay. Gusto ko malaman.
Okay. This is very personal, but I think I've shared it already once or twice in a public setting. 2017, my mom passed away. But before that, there was an opportunity. She was having a medical condition called aortic stenosis, which was a condition of the heart. My mom lived to be 86, by the way. So she's a breast cancer survivor twice over. She lived a full life. So, but at that point, maybe a few weeks before the operation, she had the opportunity to go through a procedure which would enlarge her heart valve. And long and short of it was successful, but there was an inadvertent consequence of that. And she had a rupture in her veins. And apparently that was brought about by age and the fact that she had gone through radiation therapy treatment in her, you know, when she had cancer. So the point is, she still died, you know, within a week, less than a week from her operation. So it was so much painful. You know, that morning when she died, I was, I didn't know she was going to die. And I was just reflecting on a message from a pastor, no? And the message was this. She heard about this story of a 30-year-old woman who had terminal disease, I think a cancer. And this was in the States, no? And apparently in her their state, you could actually have a hospital-assisted death. It's a strange thing, no? I don't know if that's... That's the first time I've heard of it. You can actually opt not to be treated. I guess she was terminal. And the reason she gave was this. She said she did not want to suffer the, I think the word is indignity, okay? Indignity of going through suffering. So in her mind, going through suffering is undignified. I think, and I, that's a valid thought. I think people, you know, we suffering and death is messy, isn't it? It's not a pleasant scene. So, as I said, I've experienced death already 3 times, and I've seen. So we're not being morbid here. This is reality, and that's what's facing us all this time. Mm-hmm. And the pastor made the remark. She said, "You know what's interesting? She did not want to go through the indignity, I hope that's the right, of suffering though. But his response was this: when you short circuit, when you don't want to go through suffering, you're actually short circuiting a process that the Lord has ordained when it comes to suffering. Okay? And that is this. You know, Paul says this, our light and momentary afflictions are achieving for us a glory that cannot be contained. And so the lesson that I learned, right, that this was before she was going to die, no, but that was the lesson. What is the purpose of suffering? Suffering prepares us for glory. You know, that morning, so that's thought stuck me, that morning, there was a worship song that was sung in Katipunan. I don't have much to bring, but you can have all of me. You make the broken beautiful. Actually, I didn't tell you this, though. Because of my mom's, I forgot the term, yung nag-rupture yung vein niya. There's a term for it. A day or two before she died, the doctor was faced with a decision, and she said this, can you imagine, successful operation, but her leg had to be amputated. And my heart was broken. I mean, my mom was going to survive this operation, but her leg had to be amputated. I mean, an 86-year-old woman. And we were having a discussion. I hope my sisters don't mind, because I had 2 sisters and myself. And we were having a, you know, I didn't want to make, if I had my way, I would not have had her leg amputated. But as we discussed in the family, the conclusion was, let's do everything we can to save her. So I agreed. And you know the comfort that the Lord gave me then? You know, you make the broken beautiful. My mom's leg was amputated already. But when the resurrection happens, she's going to have her full legs as well. That may seem very personal to me. But my point is this, brothers and sisters, there's a purpose for suffering. Suffering prepares us for glory. And our light and momentary afflictions are achieving for us a weight of glory that cannot be contained. Now, I know that's an eternal perspective, but even because I think we're still going to live beyond this pandemic. I'd like to believe that. Hindi pa tapos yung buhay natin hanggat may pinagagawa si Lord. And there's a glory not just in eternity, because that's the resurrection from the dead, but even in the kingdom purposes of God, may glory that's in store for us when the kingdom of God becomes manifested. And that is what's worth enduring our suffering for, because it's God's preparation process for us.
All right. What a way to end this podcast with that thought. And wow, suffering prepares us for the glory of God. And I know for all of us who are listening here, we are ministering to someone who's suffering.
Yeah. Can I? Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, Bishop Pastor Dan. Dennis.
Okay lang, Bishop Dennis.
Remember, and this has to be the clincher. Jesus himself went through suffering. Should we expect anything less than to go through what our master went through? Hebrews says, though he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered and sat down at the right hand of the Father. No disciple is greater than his master. If our master went through suffering, should we expect anything less? That's it. Sorry. You can finish your conclusion.
Boom. Boom na lang. Boom. Mariam, I think you closed this one.
Super ganda, no? Super ganda. You know, I think now, Bishop Manny, no, what you did is really to give that balance of the value of what you just called, yun nga, yung theology of suffering. And I think with the coming of the pandemic, a lot of us also realized that, no, how comfortable we were and how we were taking things for granted. Even our own freedom, di ba? Yung the freedom to go out anywhere, anytime, we took that for granted. And now that we don't have it, it's just like, it brings a different level of awareness for us to value. And I think just having you here, just hearing you share that, Bishop Manny, and how I think we need more of this, no, Pastor Dennis, just understanding the theology behind suffering and that there's dignity to it and that it's not like it's not something to frown upon or look down on, but rather it's understanding that behind that door is actually the glory of God waiting for us, you know. And this is, a lot of us have encountered God precisely because of this season of suffering that I think God has become more real to anyone than ever before because of what has happened. And so, thank you, Bishop Manny. Really a lot for us to think about, but also yung hope, no, that comes with that. Excited ako to hear the podcast on the coming election also, and Pastor Dennis, how you're gonna pick Bishop Manny's brain, you know, when it comes to that. But we really want to appreciate you, Bishop Manny, for really just making time and imparting to our leaders in this season about such great insights talaga. Salamat po.
Yeah, we'd like you to discuss this in your victory groups if you want. Get the Spotify, watch it on YouTube together as a group, and then discuss this. And if you have any questions or if you want clarifications on some of these things, let's continue this conversation. I think this is such a great conversation Christians must have, especially among our leaders. So thank you very much for listening to our Leadership Lab podcast, where we dissect discipleship and leadership development in the local church. God bless you guys. Thank you, Bishop Man.
For more episodes, please visit our YouTube channel, Leadership Lab Podcast.